This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
You're listening to my daddy on News Radio 1070 WINA Charlottesville. Right now! Right now! Right now! Right now! Right now! Right now!
It's 15 minutes past 4 o'clock here in Central Virginia, 54 degrees on this cloudy, beautiful fall day. I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a great weekend, and I sincerely hope this is a memorable week for you. My name is Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070, and it's WINA. Help me welcome to the program Senator Robert Hurt, Virginia Senator Robert Hurt of Chatham, Virginia. He joins us on the long line from his office in Southside. Robert, how are you, sir?
Just fine, Coy. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to it. Now, you made headlines last week with your much-anticipated announcement of your candidacy for the Republican nomination for U.S. Congress to run against incumbent Tom Perriello in 2010. November 2010 is that election. Tell us a little bit, give us a Robert Hurt 101, and then we'll talk some politics.
Well, I live in Chatham, Virginia. I'm a practicing lawyer. I live here with my wife and three boys. My family is from here, and in fact, I live across the street from where I grew up. After I finished law school, I came back to Chatham and worked at the prosecutor's office for a number of years, and then I went into private practice. I served for about a year on the Chatham Town Council here in our little courthouse town in Pennsylvania County. And then after the 2001 redistricting, there was a new seat, an open seat, the 16th District House of Delegates seat came open, and I ran for that seat and was elected in 2001 and began service in 2002, where I served for 6 years, three terms. And then when Charles Hawkins, who had served in the General Assembly for more than 25 years and retired from the state Senate, I ran for his seat. And so I currently represent Pennsylvania County, my home. I represent the city of Danville, as well as Franklin County and Campbell County. And when I was in the House, I represented Henry County and the city of Martinsville. So Southside Virginia is certainly familiar to me, and but of course I've gotten to know a lot of fine people just having been in politics for the last 8 years all across the 5th District and up into Charlottesville.
We're talking live with Virginia Senator Robert Hurt, who announced his candidacy last week for the Republican nomination for United States Congress. Robert, share with us, if you can, some of the thinking that went into your decision. You and I have talked before, and I know you've been weighing this for the last few months and talking to family and advisors. And take us behind the scenes with some of the conversations you've had over the last few months that preceded this announcement.
Well, of course, I like all of those who supported Virgil Goode in his last election. I was really sincerely hoping that he would run again for the 5th District seat. Of course, I was disappointed that he decided not to, and it was at that time that I really sat down with my wife Kathy, and we really started actually discussing this topic in earnest. And of course, our main concern was our being good parents, which of course is our primary objective in life. And we have three little boys, 10, 7, and 5. And after talking with a lot of people who have been in the General Assembly in Richmond and also been in Washington, and talking to other people, we really became convinced that this was something that we could do. It would be a sacrifice. But it was something that we could do and maintain our primary obligation, and then it really was a matter of whether or not whether or not it was something that that I felt like I wanted to do, whether I could do it. And it was a long process, a long thought process, and part of that, of course, was going around to a lot of different Republican leaders and residents and across the 5th District over the last three or four weeks, talking to folks and trying to get some sense of what kind of support I would have going into this, and I have been gratified by the response, and really, after doing all that, arrived at the decision that it was something that absolutely must be done at this time in our history, and I believe that I'm the strongest candidate to be able to do that.
Robert Hurt is a member of the Virginia Senate and a candidate for the Republican nomination for United States Congress. The election, of course, in November of 2010. Running against incumbent Tom Perriello. Robert, share with us, take a moment and share with us some of the issues that you'll be focusing on, that you believe that your campaign will be addressing, and the message that you'll be taking to voters, beginning, of course, with the nomination, and then if you win that, later into the general election to the 5th District.
Well, I am very proud of my legislative record for the past 8 years in Richmond. The biggest issue that has faced my Senate district, my House district, and really the biggest issue I think that faces the 5th district is the economy and job creation. You have to remember, I come from a part of Virginia where unemployment is the highest, and we have over the last 20 years watched our economy, which was based on agriculture, primarily tobacco, but agriculture, textiles, and furniture, manufacturing. We've watched those industries absolutely dissolve before our eyes. And I think that if you told somebody 50 years ago, or even 20 years ago, that in the year 2010, that the tobacco warehouses that populated the entire southern part of this state would be all shuttered, that Dan River and so many other textile companies would be shuttered. If someone told you that, they you wouldn't believe them. But of course, that has been our reality. And so my focus for my time in the legislature has been to try to adopt policies that promote job growth, promote job creation, try to take care of those businesses that that are existing and that provide most important food on the table and good jobs for hardworking people. And my concern, I think, is I've watched along with so many other Virginians. My concern for the past 9 months, 10 months, 11 months, has been watching the Congress of the United States adopt policies that I think are absolute job killers, and I would suggest to you that probably the worst one is the cap and trade issue that was adopted by the House of Representatives. And I don't see how, if you're interested in job creation and promoting job growth, that you can adopt a policy that will necessarily put a tremendous burden on individuals and businesses. So that's an example that would be a top priority for me, and that's an example, I think, of a policy that is not good for the 5th District.
We're honored to be talking with Virginia Senator Robert Hurt, a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Congress. So, Robert, tell us how the nuts and the bolts of this thing. Is it? I assume there's not a date yet set for this, choosing a candidate for the party to choose the candidate to run against Perriello. I could be wrong.
That's correct. The method of nomination will be chosen by the 5th District Committee, and that will be done sometime after the first of the year. I'm not sure if there has been a date selected for that, but that decision will be made then, and it will be either a convention or a primary, And of course, you know, from my standpoint, my only objective is to be sure that the method that we use is one that will best reflect the Republican sentiment of the people of the Republicans in the 5th District. And so we will be prepared. My campaign will be prepared to prevail regardless of the method of nomination chosen by the committee.
We're talking with Robert Hurt of Chatham, Virginia, an attorney, a longtime member of the Virginia House of Delegates, now a member of the Virginia Senate. And last week he announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination for U.S. Congress. Tell us how do you win that nomination? I'm curious. Let's talk a little campaign politics. How do you win that nomination, number one? And then number two, how do you beat Perriello, of course, just a one-term incumbent thus far running for re-election? What are your thoughts on victory as you look out over the next few months?
Well, of course, my main focus right now is getting the nomination, and that is certainly something that will not be easy, and it's something that that I look forward to earning. You know, my belief is, though, that at the end of the day, those who will be making that selection, the Republicans in the 5th District, will finally conclude that I'm the best person who, A, represents a strong conservative record in the General Assembly of Virginia for the last 8 years, and that my values and voting record fully reflect what the Republicans in the 5th District believe. I think as important as that is, I think also that the majority of the Republicans in the 5th District will conclude that I'm the best suited to be able to unseat an incumbent who has worked extremely diligently over the last during the beginning of his term. He has been spent a lot of time throughout the district, and I give him credit for that. But I think also that it has to be said that that I don't believe that he has been representing what I think that the people in the 5th District believe. But I think at the end of the day that folks will conclude based on the size of my current footprint as it relates to my Senate seat, as it relates to my experience in the General Assembly, that I am the candidate that will be best suited to take on a very formidable opponent, and so that's step one. Step two, of course, would be the general election, which is, golly, it's so far off. And I have to say that I really don't want my announcement, which was really basically just the filing of the FEC papers, to distract from the important election at hand on November 3rd, and the election of Bob McDonnell and Bill Bowling and Ken Cuccinelli. But with that said, I look forward to working for the nomination and then working to November 2010.
My guest is Virginia Senator Robert Hurt. Robert, before we let you go, you've had wonderful experience at the local government, state government, now aspiring to national government. You've had years behind the scenes. I'm curious, what do you say to folks who really don't follow politics like us, political junkies do? What is it you think most people don't get or don't understand about politics or about how government really works that you think would be helpful for voters to know?
Well, I think, and this is something that I hope that I certainly aim to say it every time I meet with a public group, and I certainly believe this, and I try to say it every time I meet with a group of folks or constituents from home, when I'm in Richmond or when I'm making my rounds around the 19th Senate District, and that is it is so important to be involved and engaged in our democracy, because our democracy is only as good as each individual who participates and makes it alive and gives it life, And I strongly believe that. And one of the interesting things that we're seeing around the country now with these with these things called Tea Parties is you're really seeing people who for a long time have never been involved in the political process to speak of, but there's something that has struck them that has caused them to really have an awakened spirit and political spirit, civic spirit, whatever you want to call it. And to me, it's fascinating, and above all, it's important, and I think it speaks well for all those who really should have been involved perhaps earlier, but now are getting involved, and that's an example of something that I think is extremely important to emphasize as somebody who's in the public arena.
He is a native of Pennsylvania County and a member of the Virginia Senate. Robert Hurt announced his nomination for the Republican nomination for U.S. Congress last week. You can learn more online at roberthurtforcongress.com. Robert, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Coy, thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.